Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Because you never know when a patient will go unconscious, we should try to get at least a brief history of the current events, medications, and allergies as soon as possible. This is important in real life and will be reinforced in your ACLS class's megacode, where every patient eventually codes. Depending on your healthcare specialty, you may have vast experience obtaining a very detailed and thorough medical history from a patient. Or you may have very little. Today, we're reviewing some of the reasons why it's important to get at least a brief history and one easy-to-remember system for getting one as today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Something I've observed in my own career is that different professions obtain a medical history differently. This makes sense. While we all have the goal of providing the best care possible, the way we do that from our profession's perspective may be different from another's. Let's start with why it's important to get a good medical history. The answer is because the patient's history will help us identify things that may be causing or contributing to their current condition, as well as guide our decisions so that we provide the safest and highest quality evidence-based care possible. Because this is true in real life, it will also be important in your ACLS class, especially during your megacode scenario. From a quality of care perspective, obtaining a history helps us to fully understand a patient's condition so we can make informed decisions about their care. Remember that some conditions can lead to cardiac arrest if left untreated. For example, asthma, COPD, or left heart failure may lead to hypoxia or hypercarbia. Kidney failure patients undergoing dialysis frequently present with pH imbalance and, in severe cases, pulmonary edema that can cause hypoxia. A patient that's had a recent PCI or transthoracic needle biopsy may help guide us in identifying a cardiac tamponade or tension pneumothorax. A patient's medical condition may be well controlled with medication such that it doesn't lead to cardiac arrest, but it may affect the efficacy or safety of medication we use in emergent situations. For example, patients taking PDE inhibitors should not be given nitro for their chest pain, and we should never administer medication to a patient with a known allergy. The only way we'll know this is to obtain their medical history. Similar to reading ECGs, I suggest that you identify a standardized system for obtaining a history that works well for you in your setting, then use it. Because my experience started in EMS, I learned to do histories following two easy-to-remember acronyms, SAMPLE, S-A-M-P-L-E, and P-Q-R-S-T, like a tracing on an ECG. In SAMPLE P-Q-R-S-T, these are the sample data points identified: symptoms of present event, allergies, medications, previous or pertinent illness or injuries, last intake of food, alcohol, or medications, and events leading to now. If the patient complains of pain, we'll follow with PQRST to identify what provokes or produces the pain, the pain's quality, such as sharp, dull, or aching, whether the pain radiates, what's the pain's severity, frequently a 1 to 10 or 1 to 5 scale, and what time did the pain start or how long does it last. Sample PQRST is only one example of history taking. While interacting with other medical professionals, I've noticed there are other mnemonics and memory aids that people use to guide their history taking. You should find a standardized method you're comfortable with and use it. In the case of a hospitalized patient, the patient's nurse may be the person with the most information. Whether they're part of the code team or not, the patient's nurse should stay in the room to answer questions and provide relevant information. That's all I have for you today. I hope that you found today's tip on the importance of obtaining a medical history helpful. If so, consider leaving a 5-star review or sharing PASS ACLS Tip of the Day with your coworkers or classmates via a post on social media. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.